perihydrate and leptocrocyte crystallization within a protected fungal mycelium of a Pakistani soil is the subject that I want to present to you. Mohammed Wasim came from Pakistan to pursue his doctor's degree at Texas A&M, and actually for a rather short study for a part of his doctoral work, which he's now continuing in Pakistan. And his advisor said that he should study things that might help to explain the phosphorus behavior in Pakistani soils. Since I never studied phosphorus before, I thought that was quite a challenge.
You can hit the space bar.
By way of introduction, phosphorus is an essential nutrient for plants, which you all must know. Phosphorus availability in soil is limited by the effects of iron oxides, particularly ferrihydrate. Low availability of phosphorus is attributed to sorption of phosphate ions on iron oxides. That's sort of the history of phosphorus. Fungal mycelia are unique in their structure. They have a thick cell wall composed of chitin, mannans, and glycoproteins. They have an important role in the conversion of ferrihydrite to lepidocrocyte. This is a sketch developed by Bowman and Free of the mycelium. And as you can see, there's a thick plasma membrane at the base, and then there are some chitin layers inside, and chitin is well known to be a very durable material. There are also glucons, the green ones, tying this thing together, in addition to the proteins that are anchored along here. So the biologists have spent quite a lot of effort into studying this. Important part of the fungus survival. The hypotheses that we have developed during the course of this study are ferrihydrite forms in fungal mycelia as spherical aggregates where phosphorus is adsorbed. Also, lepidocrocyte forms in older mycelia in ordered patterns of lance-shaped crystals. Fungal mycelia provide a favorable environment for iron oxide formation and recrystallization. Iron oxide crystallization steps can contribute to phosphorus management, at least we hope. So our objectives are to investigate the changes in the mycelia with age, to examine the iron mineral formation in fungal mycelia, and to rationalize the changes in phosphorus behavior as plant nutrients during iron mineral formation. Our materials and methods, surface soil horizon, a surface soil horizon, was studied. We focused on the clay fraction, and we used primarily the transmission electron microscope. As you know, soil mineralogists use a variety of techniques. And here you can see the profile of the Tiernoff soil, and that was the surface soil that we studied. It's a moderately deep soil, moderately well-drained, calcareous, moderately fine textured soil. Shale is apparent material. The average rainfall is about 1,100 millimeters, and wheat is the primary crop grown on this soil, the Tiernoff soil. And the profile that this sample was taken from is about the 33rd degree here, and it's in north central Arkansas. And now we will look at the mycelium, and mind you, I'm telling you what we think. This is one sideshow, and we just saw this sideshow once, so maybe it'll change. So here in this area notice how wide the mycelium is, and compared to this 200 nanometer scale here, and there is a little particle there that we consider an outlier of lepidocrocyte. But the main thing that's important here is this hump here and these various dark areas here, which we're calling ferrihydrite. And if you notice over here, phosphorus is present where the ferrihydrite occurs. And that's the essence of our story. The thing that I want to say more is notice how the mycelium is shrinking. From being wide here and then getting to be quite narrow. And as time goes on and the maturity occurs, the mycelium has shrunk and ferrihydrite aggregates are prominent globular formed there. They are unstable in the electron beam, and this creates an explosion due to the loss of the water. And it helps us to identify the ferrihydrite. The phosphorus present is shown by EDS. This is the heart of the data. And you notice that the scale here is about 200 nanometers width. And also notice that there is phosphorus here, quite a lot of it. And, of course, there are ferrihydrite nodules at various places along here. And there are two here that have undergone the explosion, and we consider that a characteristic identifying the ferrihydrite mineral. And here, again, we have high absorbance identifying ferrihydrite. Now, looking all the way down now to the much more mature part of the mycelium, then you see numerous loops in the mycelium, and you notice some of them have lath-shaped dark particles across the mycelium, and that's very evident up here in this region, and even more evident here in the enlargement. So these we interpret as being the lepidocrocyte laths. And one of our hypotheses is that here in this very narrow mycelium, 10 or 20 nanometers across, where the iron, some of the iron is in ferrous form, and there's enough oxygen brought down in the soil, and that promotes the growth of them in the crosswise of the mycelium, which is shown very consistently there. To summarize the data in numerical terms, this is the range of the mycelium from about 250 nanometers down, and where ferrihydrite occurs. And again, it's narrowing as it gets more mature, and yet here is where we have these globules that we have some measurements on, about 58 nanometer ferrihydrite. And then to move on to the lipidocrosite synthesis area, you see that we only have about 10 to 18 nanometers of particle diameter of mycelium diameter. And then you can see that the iron oxide particles are quite small, and they're smaller as you go into the older mycelium. And these are lath-shaped particles, again. And so there's the width of those laths. Now, going sort of into the soil as a whole now, I'll call your attention to the 3 and the 6 and how that's lath shape, and the fact that this is iron oxide, as you would say, lipidocrosite, but there's no phosphorus. After all, these are low surface area. And the last throughout this, on this big piece of silt on the soil. So our conclusions are that ferrihydrite forms and absorbs phosphorus in the younger mycelium, and the mycelium provides protection during ferrihydrite formation and lipidocrosite crystal form. Fungal mycelia are durable and persistent in soil. That completes my presentation.
Thank you.